The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, Licensed Nutrition Counselor.
Good morning and welcome to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Lisa Murphy, filling in for Janet Cimarelli this morning, and I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We're so glad you're joining us for the next hour. You're going to hear some terrific information about how to take charge of your health. We want to, first of all, thank our sponsor, Advanced Medical Testing Centers. They are your premier blood draw center, new in Lauderhill. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209. And they specialize in blood tests that can really help you learn more about your health. Good morning, Dr. Slavin. How are you?
Good morning, Lisa. And I know our listeners are disappointed that Janet's not here, but you're a great stand-in for her. I forgot to ask her where she was going, but she'll be calling in from somewhere tomorrow.
Oh, good. Glad. Well, I know everyone will miss her today, but I'll do my best to fill in. I'm actually here, Dr. Slavin, to have you answer some questions and fill some people in. We've had a great response to the show, and several listeners have sent questions in, so we're going to address some of those this morning. But, you know, you and Janet were off the air for about a year, so I thought it would be a good idea to spend a few minutes this morning reintroducing the audience to you and to your practice, Institute of Advanced Medicine. You've been practicing for over 30 years. Tell us a little bit about how you got started and how you deviated from the path of traditional medicine into functional medicine.
Well, I came down to Florida in 1981 from New York, and my specialty is internal medicine. But when I first came down here, I was working emergency rooms in various hospitals in actually Broward and Palm Beach County. And then after a while, I started my internal medicine practice. My observations over that time is that really emergency medicine is a great example of how mainstream medicine does a good job on taking care of people in emergency situations. But when you get to the outpatient part of medicine, you know, internal medicine, people that aren't in a hospital, they don't really do a good job because they're not keeping people well. They're allowing people to get sick and then prescribing lots of medications. I remember doing a radio show many years ago, and our guest was talking about all the different choices people have as far as getting health care and health advice besides physicians. And their names really tell the public what those people do. Chiropractors, homeopaths, you know, you name it, all the different choices people have. Except a physician, you don't know what they do. Because physician really in Greek means teacher. I don't think they're doing much teaching. So he said, well, the guest said, well, you know, what mainstream medicine docs do is one of three things. They either prescribe drugs, perform surgery, or administer a chemotherapy or radiation for treating cancer. But the vast majority of physicians are prescribing drugs, probably 80% or more of them. That's what they do. So I said we should call them prescriptionists so the consumer knows they're going to a doctor and they're going to get a prescription. Why should they expect otherwise? Now, I think more and more. Now, if we go back to 1981 when I first came down to Florida, I don't know if they even had the internet. They didn't have the internet back then. So you really didn't have access to all the information that we have today, ways to just check on things, find out, you know, what treatment might be best for you. You had to take the word of the people who were providing the treatments. You didn't have any basis for comparison. Now, of course, things have changed, and you can do that. Then around 1990, you know, I was on staff of lots of hospitals. You know, recently I dropped off staff after 30 years because my patients never required a hospital. You know, that's what a, you know, one of the nurses in the ER said. How come we never see your patients? So patients take, if you take care of yourself, you don't need a hospital unless you get into an accident. So I dropped off staff, but other reasons too. They became so complicated with their electronic medical records programs. They would change it periodically. It sort of downgraded the quality of the information doctors were putting into the medical record, because in many cases all they had to do was check off things instead of writing a narrative like they used to. And then the worst part of it is, it used to be when you were writing records in a hospital, you would get the patient's chart, and on a progress note you would write your impressions of your visit about the patient that day, but you would also see the impressions that the other doctors who were seeing the patients and find it very easily. But then when they developed the medical records, it became very difficult to navigate through the whole record and find where they wrote. And what was even worse, it was always very important to read the nurse's notes, because the nurses are with the patients 24 hours, and you want to see what they're saying about the patients. So even before medical records became electronic, they started writing the nurse's note in a separate area, so you couldn't even get a hold of that. And then, of course, on the medical records, it became very time-consuming. And that's been a complaint by a lot of physicians. You know, the medical record, electronic medical records look very neat because they're all typewritten and legible, but I don't think it's done anything really to enhance healthcare. The other reason is it makes it very accessible to other physicians and hackers. So if you, so that's just my observation on that. But aside, many of the listeners have probably been in South Florida for as long as I have. And I remember when I came down in 1981, there was a doctor on the radio, Dr. Dan Rehm. And I used to hear him. In fact, he would be on this station, and he would be talking about his patients. In fact, he would interview patients. And he would talk about how his treatments made their chest pain, the angina, go away, and their leg pain from intermittent claudication go away, and you know, many other problems that they might have get better. And he was talking about chelation therapy. And you know, it's hard to believe that all these problems were getting better with chelation therapy. And they had his patients came on and saying how much better they felt. You know, you wondered if they were paid actors or not. And then around the same time, at a meeting in the hospital, it was a meeting of the Utilization Review Committee. And they brought in charts of patients periodically to look at. And I happened to be given two charts of women. I remember one woman was in her 80s. Another woman was in her 90s. They had both had bypass surgery in this hospital, and the reason we were reviewing the chart was because they both died before they left the hospital after bypass surgery. And I felt, of course, it would have obviously shortened their life. And so the real question came up is, what are the alternatives at that time? This is before stents came into being. Not that I'm a proponent of stents either. Really, there wasn't anything being offered by mainstream medicine. The history with bypass surgery is prior to the 1960s. Go back to the 1950s, 1940s. Chelation therapy was actually a mainstream treatment. It's been reported in mainstream journals how people with angina actually got relief with chelation therapy. Then in the 1960s, they developed the heart-lung bypass. The first allowed to be treated or could be treated with people that need a valve replacement. Because, you know, this way on a heart lung bypass machine, you can actually stop the heart so you can work on the valve, but the heart lung machine continues the blood circulation and hopefully the patient wakes up after the procedure, and most do. But what happened after several years of that, they ran out of patients to do. They caught up on the backlog of people needing valve replacements. So they had to think, okay, what else can we use it for? And they came up with the idea of bypass surgery, which is helpful in certain instances. And so that's what they started doing. But I said, yeah, but people are dying from it. There was I remember hearing a lecture once, and the lecturer was speaking to an audience of doctors who did bypass surgery. And he said that under good circumstances, maybe you have a 6% mortality from doing that surgery, which is, you know, 6 out of 100. Okay, these are sick people. I remember a doctor raised his hand in the audience. He said, my rate is only 1% dying. So the response was, well, that can be if you operate on people that don't need it. And in fact, the American Medical Association published the fact that as much as 50% of bypasses were done unnecessarily, because the doctors aren't doing the appropriate testing in advance to really determine who is going to mostly benefit from the surgery and who really doesn't need it. Other studies have shown that the treatment using medications got as good an outcome as bypass surgery. And the one thing that can be stated unequivocally, and you can Google it and research it, is that bypass doesn't prolong life. The indication for bypass is to relieve chest pain because of poor circulation to the heart that can't be helped with medication. So that's the indication for bypass, because the arteries that are blocked by plaque and the ones targeted with bypass operations aren't the ones that acutely rupture and cause that heart attack. The distinction made between the two types of plaque is one is called mature plaque. It's the bigger plaque. It's the plaque that's been growing for many years. It's the plaque that's obstructing blood flow to the heart muscle versus the immature plaque. That's the plaque that's flat, doesn't block blood flow, but it's like a scab over a wound. If it breaks off, the wound starts to bleed. Well, that plaque breaks off, and then you have the a clot formation, and that acutely blocks blood flow to the heart, and that's what causes your heart attack. Those plaques are not addressed with bypass because they're not obstructing blood flow. So that's why a bypass surgery doesn't reduce the risk of heart attacks. It just improves blood flow to the heart. Sometimes people need it, sometimes they don't. The other thing that you need to know is that the body can grow their own natural bypasses or collateral circulation. And that's usually not tested for either prior to doing the surgery. So a lot of things the consumer needs to be aware of. I always recommend a second opinion. But right now, it's time for a break.
Yes, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about testing. Right now, we're going to go take a short break. And again, we want to thank our sponsor, Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Glad to be back on the air and glad to have them as a sponsor.
The blood test required by your doctor does not have to be an ordeal. Learn about the special treatment available for you at AMT Centers. Innovative approaches to evaluating health issues through advanced lab testing. Tests that identify imbalances and point out solutions. And personalized guidance to address out-of-range results. Call 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com, 754-216-2332, or go to amtcenters.com.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via phone, Skype, or email with the convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at JanetCimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m., right here on this station. Okay, and we're back with Dr. Herb Slavin. I'm Lisa Murphy here today with Dr. Slavin, filling in for Janet Cimarelli. And we've been learning a little bit about Dr. Slavin and how he made the leap from mainstream medicine to functional medicine. And it's very interesting. I want to talk to you more about the more proactive approach that you take through functional medicine. But we've talked a lot about testing, and I do want to remind our listeners that you are doing a seminar this Saturday at 11 a.m. at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. And you'll be talking a lot about testing at the seminar. Want to tell us a little bit more about what you're going to be doing?
Well, what I'm actually going to do is everybody that shows up, I'm going to put on the screen the actual test reports, what they look like, the information that you get, so you can see for yourself what you're missing. I welcome, if you have some of your own lab tests to bring in, we can compare and contrast it. You know, I'm familiar with most doctors do and what they don't do. So I think it's just important to get additional information. Doctors are trained in a hospital setting, and that's the focus of how they approach patients with limited testing, because in the hospital setting, you don't have to do a lot of testing to find out what's wrong. You have to treat the immediate problem and get them well enough to leave the hospital. But just because, and the doctor thinks, well, they left the hospital, they're well now. No, that's just the beginning of the healing process. But the doctors, many of them have a revolving door. Send the patient home, then they go back in the hospital, they come home. They're just doing enough to get the patients out of the hospital, but not enough to keep them out of the hospital.
Right, and I think your approach is to teach us all how to take charge of our health and stay well. And it really is, all of these tests are really going beyond the CBC. If you're going to a traditional doctor and you're getting your blood test, we were just talking about this earlier with somebody in the office here, oftentimes your doctor never even reviews the results with you. You get a phone call from a nurse telling you everything is okay. In order to really manage your health, you need to go deeper, which is what a lot of these specialty tests do. And it allows you to manage your health so you hopefully never end up in the hospital. So tell us a little bit. I know for you, when a patient comes to your office, you do a whole host of tests on the front end of meeting with that patient. And then I know you go over for hours with each patient what those tests are all about. Tell us a little bit about why you do all that testing up front and the benefit of doing it.
Well, I've had this saying, Janet knows it, some of our listeners know it, and that's just because you feel good doesn't mean you're not sick. And by that, it means that your body could be in a state of dysfunction before you reach disease, this dysfunction. And these tests are designed to find those problems. Now, the reason mainstream doctors don't do it, because there isn't a drug to be prescribed when you see an abnormal test in these areas. As opposed to when they check cholesterol, because they're checking that so they can prescribe a drug. They're checking your sugar so they can prescribe a drug. They're checking your blood pressure so they can prescribe a drug. If you think about it, they check a lot of things primarily to prescribe a drug. Another important test, for example, is homocysteine. They don't check that because there's no drug to lower that. You know, they don't check inflammatory markers on a regular basis because there's no drug to address that. However, they do claim that statin drugs may have an anti-inflammatory effect. But there are lots of reasons why you want to avoid statins. So you need to have this information at hand, because it's going to tell you that if your body is not functioning properly, you want to take charge there. So what do you do? Probably one of the biggest culprits for everybody is too much sugar consumption. But if you just rely on a CBC and a chemistry panel, you're not going to see that. So we have to, you know, go deeper. You want to see if there are any tests that are reflecting risks to the heart. We do some genetic testing that tell you what's the best treatment for certain problems. Because with the genetic test, it'll tell you whether or not you have to use a methylated form of folic acid as opposed to a regular folic acid, or whether you know, niacin is the best approach for lowering some lipids in your blood. We also do another genetic type of test, which tells you within each category what drug would be the safest drug to use. Now, I believe that drugs should be a treatment of last resort, unlike mainstream medicine uses it as the treatment of first resort. But if you have to take a drug, or if you are taking a drug, wouldn't it be nice to know in that category of medication which would be the safest drug for you to take for you personally? So there's a test that can determine that. And by the way, all these tests are covered by insurance. Well, let's say most insurance. With today's changing insurance climate, it's sometimes difficult to know what they've excluded. You know, I joked once. I said, pretty soon insurance will become just a burial policy. They won't cover anything until you die. I remember years ago, well, I was just thinking of a cartoon I read that talking about shovel-ready jobs, and there was another picture of what he meant by that. But I want to get back to the original story I was telling about how I sort of changed in my approach. I mean, I was always interested in health, and I thought that that's what medicine was going to do, is give me the information to take care of people and, keep them healthy and restore their health. And then I saw, like I mentioned earlier, these patients getting treated and dying, and they said, well, that's not a good approach. So, and they didn't have other options for patients back in the early 1980s besides bypass surgery. Well, actually, they did. You know, I was mentioning chelation therapy was routinely used up until the 1960s. And then they developed the heart-lung bypass machine. And then someone came up with the bright idea. They can do bypass surgery, you know, stop the heart, connect different veins to bypass the blockages in the coronary arteries, and get everything going again. And very lucrative approach to a problem. But, you know, chelation therapy was treating those problems all along for far less money. The only difference is it's not covered by insurance. So, you know, a lot of people always ask, you know, I would say to them, I have a treatment that can save your life. And their next question was, but is it covered by insurance? And I say, but it can save your life. And they say, but it's not covered, you know, is it covered by insurance? It almost reminds me of the Jack Benny skit when the mugger comes to him and says, your money or your life? And he keeps asking the question because he's not answering, and finally says, I'm thinking. Now, that's only funny for people that know Jack Benny, but he was known as a cheapskate, so he was thinking, what's more important? But we really have, you know, okay, I can give you example after example. Here's another one. There are two blood thinners, or clot busters, as they're called. One is a tissue plasminogen activator, and the other one is streptokinase. One treatment costs $300. The other one is $3,000. Which one do you think is used most?
The $3,000.
Right, the $3,000 treatment. Why is it used most? Because the studies show they're pretty comparable in results. But the $3,000 treatment would get the most publicity, the most advertising, the most reps going out to doctors convincing them that's the treatment you want to use. And therefore, that's the treatment that's used. A lot of patients come to me and say, I don't want to be on Coumadin. For whatever reason, they're on it. So, you know, I don't say to them, well, you have to be on Coumadin or I won't be your doctor. A lot of doctors might say that to them. I say, you know, if you use the natural blood thinners, because actually the tendency to form blood clots is an unnatural condition, probably because your nutritional state is lacking certain things. But if you're taking fish oil and vitamin E, I think you can reduce the risk of blood clots without having to take Coumadin. Now, from a medical legal standpoint, you can't give that If you can't tell patients or do that with patients, but if a patient really doesn't want to take Coumadin, you know, they call it, what do they call it, rat killer or something like that? Because they use Coumadin warfarin in rat poison. That's what they call it, rat poison. Because what they do is if you, if a rat periodically eats that poison, the Coumadin or Coumarin or warfarin, different names for the same thing, eventually they will bleed to death internally because you've blocked their ability to form blood clots. And that's why people don't want to take Coumadin. I just read recently, by the way, that Hillary Clinton is on Coumadin. I don't remember if they said the reason why. Yes. Remember she fainted and she had a blood clot in one of her arteries. Mm-hmm. So that's why she's on Coumadin. If you check the, it's interesting she's on that because, you know, you watch TV and you see all these commercials for all these alternative blood thinners. And that's, again, routine in medicine. There's no money in Coumadin. You know, it's available generically. So they come out with these new ones and they promote it. Now, the interesting thing, what I like about Coumadin is you can reverse it. You know, you can test for the level of anticoagulation. If there's a problem with bleeding, you can give an antidote and reverse it. With the other ones that have come out, they say one of the advantages, you don't have to have any blood tests. It's one size fits all. And if you should start to bleed from it, you're in trouble. There is no antidote to stop the bleeding. Just have to wait. I don't know if that makes sense to me.
So. Well, I think getting back to the testing that you do, people, I hope people understand that you give us the opportunity to learn proactively about how to manage the health so we hopefully don't get in a situation where we need those drugs. And the other important information that I hope everybody understands is that you truly are a physician because you're teaching us. You're giving us all of the information that we need to better manage the health so we stay healthy.
Well, you know what the greatest thing, when you provide all this information with lab testing to patients and you motivate them to make the changes in their lifestyle, whether it be exercise, stress management, dietary changes, and you retest them and they see the improvement, that reinforces that behavior and they're more likely to stay on that track because, number one, the blood test is better, but more importantly, the patient feels better.
Right. And the blood tests, most of them are covered by insurance. So there's really no reason that if you're interested in managing your health, why you wouldn't ask for these tests and get all of them done up front so you can really understand what you should be doing to improve your health. Okay, we're going to take another break here at Natural Doc Radio. Again, thank you to Advanced Medical Testing Centers, our sponsor, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor, offers remote counseling sessions. She'll work with you to help you manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She'll help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. Sessions are offered via telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she'll provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at janetcimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking. Doc Radio. Welcome back to Natural Doc Radio. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We're talking about testing today and managing your health and going beyond the CBC test to really figure out what your body needs to stay healthy. Dr. Slavin, you were talking a little bit about chelation therapy and the history of it and how effective it is. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
It all started when I was, at that meeting where the women had just had bypass surgery. One was in their 80s, one was in their 90s, and they died. And I said, what's an alternative? And Dr. Dan Rehm was on the radio talking about chelation. So I went to a seminar in his office because he gave seminars. He was on the radio. He said to the public, come in, let me explain it to you. Let me show you the facts. And there was a book out. It's probably still available called Bypassing Bypass by Dr. Al McCran. He was a Harvard graduate, medical doctor. I said, that's certainly a reliable source. And he gave great scientific evidence for why chelation works. There was the American College for the Advancement of Medicine, the group that teaches doctors how to do chelation. And so eventually I brought chelation into the practice, and it's worked very well for patients. But there was another point that a couple of years ago, they finally got the National Institute of Health to pay for a study to determine once and for all, does chelation work? Now, knowing them and how they work, they were really paying for the study to disprove the benefits of chelation. So they, what mainstream medicine tries to do is discredit any competition. Recently, you've seen how Dr. Oz has been demonized about mm-hmm. some of the things he said. And what he said was perfectly true. The point was he was talking about glyphosates, which have to do with Monsanto and genetically modified organisms, GMOs, all new, true information, but, they don't like the competition. They don't want anybody to hurt their business. And the same thing is true with chelation therapy, because if it was really discovered that chelation therapy works as well as the doctors who perform it say it does, the ones who bash chelation therapy never performed it, never administered it to a patient. They just don't like it because if we take a patient off the rolls of needing bypass surgery, that hurts the hospitals and the medical profession's revenue stream. So they did this study. It lasted at least 3 or 4 years. And when the results came out, they couldn't say that chelation therapy didn't work. In fact, it worked as well as some of the medications they were using, or even better. And in certain groups, it was better than anything they had, specifically people with diabetes. And that's an important point, because diabetics have even a greater risk of heart attacks and stroke. And chelation therapy was protecting those people far beyond what the medication could possibly do. So I've been doing chelation for over 20 years. And I remember, patients. Now, I don't want to make it sound, because I've had patients come to me that they just thought if they had chelation therapy, that was all they had to do. They didn't have to change their diet. They didn't have to lose weight. You still have to do all those things. But chelation therapy is going to enhance your health more than just diet and weight loss is going to do. And the reason for that is chelation therapy removes environmental toxins, heavy metals. And in fact, that was the way it was originally discovered, that chelation therapy could help with coronary artery disease. Back in its original observation, when chelation therapy, its original indication was to treat lead poisoning. These were military personnel using leaded paints, and they absorbed the paint and were sick from lead poisoning. They were treated with chelation. And some of them had angina, coronary artery disease, and they noticed that after the treatment for lead poisoning, those symptoms cleared up as well, and that's when the association was made. So it was really a discovered treatment by accident that it helped the circulation in a person, as opposed to bypass surgery, which was an invented treatment that you know, some studies show really patients do as well with or without it, only except for a very small group of people.
Can you explain the actual treatment, the chelation treatment?
Yeah, chelation therapy, as the name implies, uses a chelating agent. It's usually EDTA. They abbreviate that. It's really perfectly safe because if you look in some of the foods you eat, they put EDTA in there because it is a chelating agent. It takes out some of the things that might be causing the spoilage of a product. But it's a chelating agent, meaning it binds with heavy metals and also nutrient minerals as well. So you have to be aware of that. And the heavy metals in particular that you're concerned about are lead, arsenic, cadmium, and mercury. And you'd be surprised that just how many people have accumulated unhealthy levels of those heavy metals. And mainstream medicine never checks them. Or if they do, they use a blood test to check it. The problem with that approach, because this has come up in practice as well, is that these heavy metals don't stay in the blood. They get deposited in your tissues throughout the body where they continue to do harm. A blood test is okay if it's an acute exposure. So if you were just exposed, if you fell into a vat of lead and you were just exposed to a lot of it, yeah, you can do a blood test. It'll show up. But a year later, if you do a blood test, it's not going to show up, but it's still in your body. And the only way you can find it is with what they call a provocative test. We give you a chelating agent to take, and we collect your urine. In some cases, we'll do both stool and urine to find out what truly is being stored in your body. Another example is a lot of people have their mercury fillings removed. Mm-hmm. All right, that removes the mercury from your mouth, but not from the rest of your body. You have to be aware. You have to check for your mercury levels. And if there's still a lot of mercury in your body, you want to take those out as well.
This, again, is going beyond that CBC test, getting more in-depth information through more specialty tests, and then treating the cause of what's happening.
And you did ask, it's an intravenous treatment. It takes about 3 hours. Now, I know there, through the years, there have been attempts to shorten that period. And we can go as low as an hour and a half instead of 3 hours. We have to adjust the dosages of the various substances in the IV. Some people have been proponents of an IV push. That one I wouldn't recommend because it really doesn't, you don't get the real benefit that the hour and a half or 3 hour treatment gives you. Oh, and the recommendation for new people is 30 treatments, usually once or twice a week. And after that, once a month maintenance. And the reason for maintenance is you're still exposed to all these toxins in the environment, and you want to keep their levels down. 30 treatments takes them from a high level to a low level, a non-existent level, and you want to keep it at that level.
Well, as you can hear from Dr. Slavin, some of the functional medicine approaches are perhaps a little bit more time-consuming than if you went to a traditional doctor, but it's well worth it. You're keeping your body healthy and in check rather than getting to that stage where you might need surgery or, again, taking pharmaceuticals that may be doing other harms to your body.
Well, here's the distinction. When patients come to me, I explain to them what the test results mean so they understand it, and this empowers them to make the changes that can correct the problem. Mainstream medicine's approach by doctors is the doctor will tell the patients, do what I say. You know, no explanation. For example, I asked the patient once, why are you taking a statin drug? And the obvious answer was, well, to lower my cholesterol. So then I asked, well, why do you want to lower your cholesterol? And they got stumped at that point. And I would venture to guess that you might stump a doctor, too, if you ask him that question, or you ask him the follow-up question. He says, well, you want to lower cholesterol to reduce the number of heart attacks and heart disease. Well, show me the proof. And that's where the problem comes in. You can't find the proof for these things, and we can go right down the list of most of the treatments mainstream medicine provides. They're treatments for symptoms. But as far as the long-term results, what you would expect, it's not there. And now I hear it said on television with the talking heads, statin drugs reduced the number of or amount of heart disease and heart and deaths from heart disease. I don't think that's really been the case. It's caused a lot of side effects. A couple of them, it can cause memory loss or amnesia, temporary amnesia. It can cause muscle aches and pains, liver damage. And the latest one added to the list, it increases the risk of diabetes. You know, if you changed your diet, you could lower your cholesterol and your triglycerides far greater than taking a statin drug. But people, you know, say when you go into that, they say, what's left to eat? Because you're taking out the junk in their diet. So that it just goes to show you the standard American diet is full of junk. Take that out and eat a healthy diet. You won't need drugs.
Yes, and you'll feel much better. So this, again, is taking charge of your health. And as you know from hearing Janet Cimarelli, who is a licensed nutrition counselor, it is a process to change your diet, to change your lifestyle and feel healthy. It is work. Nobody said that being healthy was going to be easy. You do have to work at it. But I think it's a much better approach than being on pharmaceuticals and risking getting yourself in a situation where you need surgery. The approach that you take with your patients, is actually, a partnership as I see it. That you inform them and you teach them about what's happening with their body, but there's also a responsibility for the patient to take charge of their life, to follow up with those treatments and come in and do the testing, because it will improve their health and make them feel better.
Another example, when women come in for thermography, when we get the results back, I have those women come back and they sit down with me, and that's all included in the same price. And I explain to them, I show them the pictures they just had done, and I make sure they understand the information that they're seeing. And I show them, for example, comparisons, what a mammogram picture looks like. I show them what an MRI of the breast looks like. I show them the studies. I show that mammograms are not only a waste of time when it comes to saving lives from breast cancer, but it actually increases the incidence of breast cancer. So that, you know, you have to have this information so you can plot your direction as far as your health goes.
And ask for that second opinion and ask your doctor more questions. We're going to take a break again here at Natural Doc Radio. And thank you again to our sponsor, Advanced Medical Testing Centers.
Current medical treatment addresses problems and symptoms when your ship of health has gone aground, hit the shoals of disease, so to speak. Now, advanced medical testing helps to guide you through the stormy seas of disease. The information from high-tech lab tests such as Doctor's Data, Spectracell, Cleveland Heart Lab, Access, Health Diagnostics Laboratory, and Genova. These advanced tests assist you and your doctor to navigate the treacherous waters of disease development. Call 754-216-2332 to find out more or visit amtcenters.com.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via telephone, Skype, or email with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at janetcimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN.
Welcome back to Natural Doc Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you to our sponsor, Advanced Medical Testing Centers. We're excited to tell you that AMT Centers is hosting a seminar this Saturday that will touch on what we've been talking about today, important testing that goes beyond the CBC so you really understand what's going on with your health. The seminar is at Advanced Medical Testing Centers this Saturday at 11 a.m., and they're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209. Now, we have been mentioning this over the last couple of days, and we're probably almost a third of the way full. So if you're interested in attending, please give AMT Centers a call. The number is 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Reserve your spot to hear Dr. Slavin talk about the importance of specialty testing to get in-depth information about your health.
All right. And I want to mention also the staff of AMT Centers are going to be there, because I'm there to talk about the lab tests, and they can talk about the specifics as far as insurance, because what they do when you go there, if you have insurance and your physician has ordered the test, they'll make sure that your insurance will indeed cover the test, that you're aware of what financial liability you might have. Nobody likes to get a bill unexpectedly. And if your doctor either didn't order the test or doesn't want to take the time to order the test, they have healthcare providers as well that can see you and then order the test. You can't get insurance to cover a test unless a healthcare provider has ordered it. So we can answer all those questions. And those are the usual ones. Does my insurance cover it? And it's tricky. A lot of the drawing centers out there, don't accept insurance when they draw the blood, and you just have you pay for the test. But AMT Centers will bill. What we do is when we send the blood to the different labs, and that's why you want to go to AMT Centers. They probably use as many as 10 different labs to do the different specialty testing that I will be talking about. And all those labs accept insurance. So when we send the blood work to them, we include all your insurance information, and then the labs go ahead and bill your insurance. So this way, you don't get any unexpected bills. But the one thing that's been confusing to patients, it seems, with the changes in healthcare, and by changes, I'm really referring to the high deductibles that all these policies have now. That's exactly what it means, a deductible. You don't have any healthcare coverage until you meet the deductible. So some of those people really don't have any coverage, because as an outpatient, you'll never meet that $5,000 or $10,000 deductible. But you have to realize you got that $10,000 deductible because you're probably saving around $10,000 in monthly premiums. So it's a different way to look at healthcare.
Right. And I do want to mention, too, about Advanced Medical Testing Centers. The staff has over 15 years' experience. This is a quality group. It's clean, convenient. They do appointment only, so you're never going to wait in a crowded waiting room to get your blood drawn. You'll find the facilities really superior to anywhere else that you've been. And as Dr. Slavin said, if you attend the seminar on Saturday, you'll get to meet them and learn a little bit more about the center, and more importantly, the great tests that are available to keep you healthy, that Dr. Slavin will be talking about. One of the things I wanted to touch on briefly is, we've been talking about managing health. And for parents out there, this is the pivotal month where everybody goes back to school and your students are expected to have vaccinations. They're expected to do testing for sports participation. And I wanted to touch a little bit on the testing that you can use for students and children. As we all know, there's a lot of kids out there with allergies. And again, going beyond that standard test, there are a lot of nutritional tests, Dr. Slavin, that you use that can really pinpoint what might be going on that are causing allergies for anybody, but particularly children. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, there are allergy tests that can be done, and they really fall into two categories as far as what's being tested for. One are food allergies, and the other are inhalant allergies. And then they have allergy profile tests based on what part of the country you live in. So if you live in the Southeast, they're going to look for different forms of allergies than if you lived in the Southwest. So these tests are kind of specific for where you live. And allergies don't always present as runny eyes or nose or itching. You know, it could include fatigue. It can cause digestive disturbances, which makes me think of, gluten sensitivity. That can be tested for. But I tell patients sometimes it's a lot easier just to take the gluten out of the diet so you can do your own test. That doesn't cost anything. And then you can see if you feel better. I had a patient yesterday, and this is important to realize, too, that foods that you've been eating for a long time can all of a sudden give you symptoms. So you can't just automatically think, well, can't be that. I've been eating it for a long time. Medications can give you symptoms, even though you may have been taking it for a long time. You know, I've noticed from patients that the same prescription, when they get it filled the next time, may look differently because it was manufactured by a different pharmaceutical company. They're generic, so they have a lot of generic pharmaceutical companies, so their pills don't look like the brand. So a lot of changes, even though the active ingredient may be the same, there are a lot of other ingredients they put into these pills that could give you symptoms. The other area is supplements. You know, supplements, I'm a big fan of supplements, but sometimes they can give you side effects. Had a patient say, you know, when she stopped her supplements temporarily, her diarrhea cleared up. So you have to keep an open mind about supplements. So sometimes I say, take a couple of days off from your supplements just to determine whether or not they may be behind the issues you're experiencing. You know, everything is on the table when it comes to not feeling well. So you got to explore all those areas. I know the doctors will tell you get off the supplements right away, but they never tell you get off the drugs.
Yeah.
So patients come in, you know, and the interesting thing about problems with drugs is the test results, you know, will never show a problem. But the patient feels terrible. Test results don't show a problem. And so the doctor says, okay, here's another drug to treat your symptoms. Instead of going through all the side effects that the drugs they're already taking might be causing, and you say, you know, that drug you're taking might be causing, let's stop that one and see if you feel better, or replace it with a similar drug in the same category that might be better tolerated.
And it gets back to nutrition. As Janet always says, if you change your diet, you can change your life. The nutritional testing that you do is quite extensive. It can actually assess your nutritional status and how you're absorbing certain nutrients. Now, you could have a terrific healthy diet, but it may not be right for your body. What are some of the tests that you can do to figure out if someone is absorbing the nutrients that they're eating?
Well, there's a company that specializes in that called SpectraCell, and they have an extensive nutritional test looking at vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and you could find out if you're absorbing the nutrients into your cell, because that's where they work. They don't work in the serum. So if you just do a blood test for nutrients and it's in the serum, that doesn't mean it's in the cell and where it does its work. So this company measures that. I can tell you right off the bat, I say everybody's deficient in vitamin D. And of course, that depends on your definition of deficiency. Not everybody is outside the range, meaning from between 30 and 100. But everybody is deficient from the standpoint of optimum levels. Optimum being 80, around 80, you know, give or take a little bit. That's what the studies show. We're promoting vitamin D higher levels because it's been associated with lower incidence of colon cancer, breast cancer. In fact, all types of cancer, lower incidence of multiple sclerosis. Even the flu can be prevented with optimum levels of vitamin D. They say the best way to do it is get out in the sunshine, and then everybody slathers on the sunblock so you don't get the vitamin D. So, take it orally, have your levels measured. Everybody's low, And if you're taking vitamin D, you want to have your levels measured to make sure you're achieving the success that you want.
And take a quality vitamin D. As we all know, many of the supplements that you get are not high quality. There was just news out about that this week, right, Dr. Slavin?
Well, there's always news out about the quality of health foods. I think if you go to a store that specializes in health foods, like a health food store, there's several in the area, as opposed to a pharmacy that really doesn't get the best quality brands in there. You know, I always felt that if a company who specializes in making high-quality products has a reputation at risk, and they're not going to take a chance giving you substandard products.
That's a good point. Well, we have finished our show for today, Dr. Slavin. Please, if you have any questions that you'd like to ask Dr. Slavin, go to Natural Doc Radio and send us an email, and we'll answer your question. Or AMTC Centers?
NaturalDocRadio.com or AMTCenters.com.
Leave your question, and we'll try to get it on the air and have Dr. Slavin answer it for you. Thanks again, Dr. Slavin. Always informative. And thanks again to Advanced Medical Testing Centers.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.